Hi, DraftCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff, one of the Bible teachers at Life Point Church. Pastor Corey from Plain City asked me to fill in for him and teach about Rahab, which happens to be the last of a four-part teaching series entitled Ordinary People, with the big idea being personal ministry and how you don't have to be a big persona or a big deal or on a stage to do ministry or serve. There's plenty of room for behind-the-scenes people, too. And all campuses dug into Rahab's story, and they found out the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 2 and chapter 6, that we read her story out of these two chapters, and how she exhibited extraordinary courage in the face of major adversity, and ultimately how she played a major role in the Israelites' defeat of Jericho. And she ended up saving her own skin and saving her extended family's lives. And the first verse of her story, though, which is found in Joshua chapter 2, it hit me, and namely, the way the author introduces her to his audience. He identifies her first by profession or vocation before he states her name. Joshua chapter 2, verse 1 reads, "And the spies came into the house of a harlot whose name was Rahab." Now, I'm not sure how that lands with you, but it didn't land well with me. And it's that descriptor, harlot, that made me cringe a bit. Because to me, what this does is it puts emphasis on what she did over who she is. And I think as Christians, we need to work hard not to dehumanize others. You know, too often in our circles of influence, we label people. For example, they're this or they're that. They're lazy. Oh, they're an addict. Or they're a troublemaker. Or a racist. Or a snitch. And on it goes. And it's easy to get caught up in that. I catch myself saying things like that all the time. But when I do that, I'm dehumanizing another human being, objectifying them. And before I know it, that person has become to me the thing they've done, not who they are. So the next time you're tempted to label another human being, remember Rahab and how her past and her vocation, what she did, had no bearing on how God used her providentially by having the Israeli spies land on her doorstep. God used her in a much different way. He humanized her as opposed to the way her male customers did by objectifying her. And thus, she's way more than a harlot in the story. In fact, she ends up being a heroine. So let's choose to be heroines and heroes today and bring God's kingdom by remembering not to label any of our fellow humans that we cross paths with today. Thank you guys for listening. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.